Now tuned into the greatest.
Quick question. Who's your favorite defensive player of the year winner? There's been, like, obviously a lot, but is there any guys you love that have had that trophy?
Dwight Howard got it way too many times.
What, like four?
Can we all agree on that?
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of blocks.
How many times did he get it?
Like three or four.
As many as Nate Robinson has dunk contest wins? Relevant.
Oh, that's too much. Too much. That's
we'll
too many
save
for him.
That for later.
I think Joakim Noah is the one who deserved it the least.
Oh, I'm surprised
he did. He win?
Didn't he win?
I don't even think he won. I don't even know if he knows he won.
We'll get there. We'll get our fact check on there.
Wait, yeah, he did win. Joakim. 2013, 2014.
Yeah, that was a big year for him with the Bulls. Was it
honestly? I hate that Bulls team with all my heart. That whole team is trash.
Oh my god!
Why are you eating
just
on
a thorn in LeBron's side for no
reason? Derrick Rose,
another player who stole one of LeBron's trophies.
Yeah, you're right. This fucking 60 win team, this guy gets 22-6 or some bullshit. LeBron out there getting a triple double. They're like, we don't want to give it to him because he's boring.
Derrick Rose was nasty.
How old was he?
We got to admit, Derrick Rose was nasty.
He was great, but not MVP over LeBron. Not that year.
The youngest MVP of all time. My favorite. I gotta say, it's Ben Wallace. You just gotta love Ben Wallace.
Yeah.
Overrated,
of course.
You won it four times. Holy shit!
Seriously,
Ben Wallace.
He had everything, man. He had everything.
That's five too many times.
Oh, welcome back to Below the Hardwood. I am your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, sitting here with the homies, team, compadres, X-Men, Avengers. What was the thing you said last week, Alan?
X-Men.
No, you Avengers? Said something like it wasn't Care Bears or something.
Oh, forgot.
And then Dexter
Ripping Friends.
Ripping something like that.
Remember the Ripping Dexter Friends?
No. What is that?
Okay, then.
We'll save it. I think Dexter said BTS, but anyway, welcome back. You're not tuned into the
Black
greatest.
BTS.
This week, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I struggled to find topics because, you know, it's like kind of like,
well,
the...
don't say that to them. Lie to them. Say we got the best topics ever.
I'm telling them the truth here.
We have topics no one's gonna talk about.
I'm telling
just
them
wait for it.
I'm telling them the truth here. It's like, you know, we're in that part of free agency, the off season, which is actually surprisingly is over as quickly as it started. We started this last week, and it's pretty much done, and we have preseason coming up. So I was kind of like struggling to go through like these, like what would you talk about? But then I'm like looking at through this, I'm like, there is a lot to talk about. And I had this general idea of what I wanted to ask you guys this week, episode 15 of Below the Hardwood. You're not tuned in. And a lot of big money was handed out. A lot of deals were done. A lot of crazy, crazy things have happened. So I was just like, you know what? When I think money, I think of regrets. So this theme, or this, the theme of today's episode, if you want to say, is no regrets, spelled with an R-A, no regrets. Regrets, am I saying that right? Look at the guy with the tattoo.
Sounds like you're saying no regrets.
No regrets. No regrets.
Play that
reference?
Mother, mother song.
Play that mother, mother song. So no regrets. In the NBA, we're here to see who has regrets. Everyone in life has regrets, whether you like it or not. And a lot of teams and a lot of players might have regrets about some of the decisions they made in the last 2 weeks. So with that, to begin, I'm just struggling here to pull up the documentation here that I have. But let's start off with the big money contracts. Let's look at five gentlemen who got big money from their individual teams. I'm talking about the Jason Tatums, the Donovan Mitchells, the Brandon Ingrams, the De'Aaron Ooh. Foxes, and the Bam Adebayo. If I butchered your last name, I'm sorry, Bam, but the Bams of the league, the future, the guys that are going to take over once, you know, the LeBrons, the KDs, and the Giannises are gone, if you want to say. So looking at the five big max contract extensions to start off the show, of the five guys, we'll start with Dexter. Do you feel that any of these guys or any of the teams are going to regret giving the money to these players. So you can start off just again with giving us anyone to start off with.
Okay. First of all, hi, Nikki. Got to get that out.
I forgot.
Second, I know what Allen's going to pick, and he's going to pick that lengthy dude on the Pelicans. So I'm not going to talk about him, but I think someone who's going to regret it is, or regret is, the Miami Heat. I think Bam Adebayo, for some reason, I don't think he's durable enough. I don't think he's worth the contract. And I feel like in time, you're going to have to pay the Duncan Robinsons, the Tyler Heroes, the Chris Dunns, or not Chris Dunn, Kendrick Nunn, if he gets better. But you're going to have to pay all these players, and I feel like they're just going to get stuck with the Bam Adebayo contract and the Jimmy Butlers.
And just for those at home listening or wherever you are, the Bam Adebayo contract, just to give you perspective, was 5 years, 163 million big ones with the Miami Heat.
A lot of moolah.
$50 million.
That's a lot of Magic City. Where's Magic City? Miami? Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Somewhere
Atlanta.
In yeah.
Whichever one's in Miami, that's a lot of strip club money.
A lot of strip club money. A lot of dollar bills being thrown in Miami. So Bam, Dexter, you're thinking the Heat are going to regret this entirely.
I just think durability is going to – durability and having up-and-coming players tied up all into Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I get why you do it, because at the end of the day, it's a contract extension, right? Like, he's not up. He wasn't a free agent. But they want to show the guy that is going to be the future of the team that, yeah, we want to keep you. Here's the money. Just sign this. Take it. You don't want to run that risk of him possibly running out in a year or two when his contract is up, and, you know, seeing other options where, you know, there might be more money on the table. So it's like, maybe this is the deal that you want to take right now or give him right now. Alan, your big team that, or the team that you feel is going to regret giving one of these guys big money.
I don't know. I think you got to pay your all-star. When a player makes an all-star, I think you got to give them that type of guap to kind of back up what they've done. So I think that Bam contract, they won't regret that. I was going to do like a sneaky one and answer it differently and go to like the Milwaukee Bucks, but I won't. But yeah, Brandon Ingram. I think that, you know how I feel about that guy. That guy doo-doo.
Was it last week?
Wasted a whole season.
Was it last week you were talking shit about Brandon Ingram?
Every week.
Every week.
Every week I talk trash about Brandon Ingram.
So why do you think there's? Let me pull up his contract here. But why do you feel like the Pelicans are going to regret giving Brandon Ingram money?
Because whatever it is, it's too much. Whatever it is, I don't think he has it. I think I'm ready to write this guy off. I don't think he is. I think even that All-Star that he got seems kind of like, I don't know. He's like one of those like, oh, we'll give it to him because he's young kind of All-Stars, but. I don't know. I've never been impressed with his game. I think he's very inconsistent. I don't see that. Like, I think when you look at the Pelicans and you look at his numbers, I don't think those weren't impressive. I feel like somebody had to score and it ended up being him.
So you don't think it warrants 5 years, $158 million, just $10 million under Bam, what Bam was offered?
Yeah. I think it's not worth that. But I here's what I do want to say. I just want to say the Milwaukee Bucks are going to have the most regrets out of everybody for how they handled their offseason. I think Giannis really asked for Bogdan on Bogdanovich, whichever the one – I keep forgetting which one it is. But they really whiffed it on that. That's a player that he asked them specifically to go get. They did it the wrong way, and they're going to regret that going forward.
That is actually one of our questions later on. But we'll
My bad.
No worries.
Stick to the script, man.
So my one that I feel
we didn't ask you, right?
You didn't ask me. I'm gonna tell you anyway, because this is I was gonna get real cocky, but I like Jason Tatum. I'm sorry. I know Alan's not a Celtics fan, but I like Jason Tatum and I think he deserves
it. Is that a regret?
No. I like.
I think Mitchell. That's the team who
this
won.
This is process of elimination here. So I like Jason Tatum. I like Donovan Mitchell. I don't think those teams are going to regret it. Those are your two guys that are going to take your teams to the end going forward. Of the three left, Ingram, Fox, and Bam, I'm sorry, but I'm not convinced on De'Aaron Fox yet.
I think he has. I think it's a bad situation. How many Darren Fox games do you actually watch?
Not a lot, because it's the Kings. Yeah. and that was my dilemma. That was my dilemma because I was looking at the Kings, and I'm like, man, this franchise has been horrible for so long. Like, look at what they did to Boogie. Boogie had to get the hell out. They just don't pair up their players well. Vladdy just stepped down. Their coach Luke Walton.
They're still recovering from that Robert Horry shot. I don't think they've ever recovered from that.
Yeah,
no. And they got Nate Robinson by that. Relevant again.
Hey, I'm gonna say two things. Who would you rather have, Donovan Mitchell or Devin Booker?
Donovan Mitchell. He's more proven.
Okay.
I think Booker can score, and he's a bigger guard, but I'd probably go Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, you're wrong. Ryan, what's your answer?
I'm sorry. I've seen Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. I'm going Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, okay. So you're both wrong. Here's what's wrong with Donovan Mitchell. He's very overrated.
I think what makes him overrated, though?
He's just like Diet Coke version of Damian Lillard, and he shows up half the time, and he shoots so horribly.
He's got
I don't know his efficiency rating, and I don't really buy into that or really kind of, but like, he's just not efficient, and he shows up here and there. He takes like 30 shots to get 20 points. I hate his game. I really hate his game. Undersized like point guard in between that one and two. What does he do?
You didn't like that battle with Denver?
That was cute watching like two teens fight it out. That's what it really was.
I don't think Dame on the Jazz would do anything, to be honest.
Oh, my really? God. Dame on the Jazz would
So I'm taking Mitchell over Dame.
We already
six foot two guard. 6 foot two guard on the Utah Jazz.
Something happened with Damian Lillard and you, because it's not about basketball at this point.
What did he do?
It's something else.
What did he do to you?
Cut in front of you at a bookshop, and you're like, I don't like this dude. Like, something else happened.
Now, little Dexter.
Watch out for the diss track.
Little Dexter was trying to line up for his autograph, and Dame wasn't having it.
Have you seen Stan? Yeah. That's a Stan situation.
Also, the disrespect of Devin Booker on this podcast, that's ridiculous.
Now, it's not disrespect.
Devin Booker, great player.
If you
ask
me,
handpicked by Dwayne Wade, okay?
If you ask
me, what's the highest seed he's gotten?
Who had more points? Who dropped
more
points?
What's the highest seed he's gotten?
How many points he dropped? How many points he
dropped? I think it'll be nothing.
How many points? 70? 70 points?
What was the score at the end?
Wait, what happened?
What was the score at the end?
I don't need to know about that.
I think they lost, right?
Who dropped 70 points? Who dropped 70 points? I didn't say who won.
Bro, he had to, like, how many shots did he put up?
He put up 70 points. That's all I got to say.
It's like 70
What's the highest seed they've gotten? Like, real
what's
talk.
The what's the highest point Donovan Mitchell dropped? What's that?
Is it 9
something?
In a pandemic?
Is it 40? Is it even 50?
In a pandemic.
Is it in the playoffs, though?
Donovan Mitchell. Some high
all right, getting back to the point here. The only reason why, again, I'm shorting De'Aaron Fox here is just because, like, again, it's like, it's the money. It's like 163. What have they really done, right? But you know what? Maybe if he's in a better situation, he's a better player. Just like Devin Booker. Maybe if he's in a better situation, he's a better player. But we are going to see Devin Booker in a better situation next season with Chris Paul running the point. Obviously, DeAndre Ayton's older, more wiser. And didn't they just get like a top 10 pick too? Weren't they horrible enough to get a top 10 pick? I think they were in the lottery pick as well. So, or they might have given away.
I just want to say that Donovan Mitchell only got 46 points. So that's his high score. That's cute.
Was that in the playoffs?
That's cute. That's all right. Mattered? Continue.
When he went to game seven?
Can you check Booker's average in the playoffs?
24 points less.
I think I scored the same as Devin Booker in the playoffs.
Pretty much. Okay, so five max contract guys. We have Ingram. We think it doesn't deserve it. We have Bam. Doesn't deserve it. And we have Fox. So pretty much we're all in agreement. Mitchell and Tatum are cream of the crop, right? Yeah. Yeah.
No,
we'll sign off on that. No. Yeah. We're signing off. So moving on, the Atlanta Hawks. Let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks regrets this offseason. Do they regret kind of going for broke and really trying to push to become a playoff team? They signed Danilo Gallinari from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Then they also took the Bogdan Bogdanovic away from Milwaukee, signing a crazy 4-year, $72 million deal. Their starting lineup looks like John Collins, Bogdanovic, get Danilo Gallinari, Trae Young, obviously, at the point. I don't think that's a bad squad. I don't think that's a bad squad. I feel the Atlanta Hawks can obviously be a playoff team. I think they're obviously sneaking in around the bottom, naturally, obviously not near the top. But do you guys have them in the playoffs? Do you guys have them regretting these decisions that they've made during the offseason? We'll start with Alan.
I don't know what you could say about it, because, like, yeah, going for broke, but I see the idea of what they're trying to do. They're trying to, like, implement these players, these shooters, to kind of put around Trae Young and kind of develop this young talent around that. But at the end of the day, next season, there's no fans, so you're not really putting butts in the seats. So what's the point of being a good team? You know, like, this team isn't going to win the championship. I don't think this team has the ability to win the championship. So it's got to play out. We got to see how it goes. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by it. That's a fun starting lineup. If this was NBA 2K, Clint Capella's have a great time with that lineup. That's a good lineup to play with.
Right.
But in real life, how does that work? How does John Collins not really spreading the floor work with all that? How does Clint Capella work out there? How does, you know, this very untested idea of these players coming together? So we'll see what happens with that.
A lot of threes.
Is there? Are there a lot of threes?
Trey, maybe. Bogdan and Danilo.
John Collins isn't shooting threes. Clint Capella ain't shooting threes. When they do shoot threes and miss, it's all going to be long rebounds.
And that's
so it doesn't matter that you have the bigs in the center.
Yeah. I still think that's a lot of threes. That's a lot of 3-point for most starting lineups. Three pretty much B-plus shooters if you're talking like 2K rating type, at least. I would take it.
Yeah, Danilo's like a 40% 3-point shooter, so that's like decent. But beyond that, him and Bogdanovich.
So not impressed by the Hawks, Dexter? Dexter.
It's a cute team. Like, it's not. Cute. It's a cute team. It doesn't keep me up at night. Like, I'm not gonna be up at night. They're not coming sexy. Up with defensive schemes. I'm just gonna get up, play, and play defense, and probably win.
Yeah.
They don't instill fear. Like, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to get all these new players. They're trying to play outside. I don't know if it's the right player. If they're going for broke, I go for a superstar. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going for a superstar. I'm not going for the Danilos and the just white 3-point shooters. I'm going to just say it out there.
Right? He said it. Wow.
And Rondo. Like, Rondo was a good pickup, but it's not they won't get the same Rondo.
Chris Dunn from Chicago.
Also, another thing, too, like, when you bring in a bunch of players like that and you're, like, a bunch of players who know how to do their roles and they come together like that, you have to look at also the schemes with the coach. And who's the coach of that team? Like, Lloyd Pierce. Okay. What have they really done this season that can say that, oh, they're actually going to make these players play above average and really come together and gel? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a wild kind of assumption to be like, oh, we brought a good bunch of like role players together, they're going to automatically gel. Well, not necessarily. I think it all comes down to different circumstances, what the teams are, your star players and their maturity, the vets, everything like that. So, you know, good on them for trying, but once again, we'll see.
Right. And Ryan, you talk about like who, if they can make the playoffs, what team are you taking out? Which teams are you taking out? Because
all right,
I don't see any team dipping. I see maybe Orlando dipping, but you know, my stocks in Cole Anthony won't let that happen.
I got a feeling Cole Anthony is going to average less than 10 points a game.
Yeah, it'll be the best 10 points you've ever seen in your life.
Looking at, you know, the top eight in the East, you could possibly see Orlando kind of dropping out. Brooklyn obviously is definitely in there.
What's the status on a guy from Orlando, the tall guy who got injured? What was his name?
Vooch?
Jonathan Mamba? Isaac.
Yeah,
Isaac. Oh, Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah, when's he come back?
He was chilling with the Pope. I'm sure he's fine.
Chilling with the Pope?
Yeah.
The Pope's been on Instagram. I don't know. He's on.
Yeah, he's been liking pictures.
Hey, that ain't Pope John Paul. I'll tell you that.
That ain't your father's Pope.
So Isaac apparently will be playing this season. Apparently, people think he might have rushed it, but he could be possibly back next season. Although the Magic president apparently says he won't play. So it's kind of up in the air, but we'll see about that.
I think the Hawks could sneak in, but I don't think they solidified themselves as a playoff team yet.
Oh, no.
Especially if we don't know what they're doing.
Definitely not.
Danilo, you don't know his injury report. Clint Capella, like, this is a very injury-prone team, if you really break it down. Like, Clint Capella, John Collins, Gallinari, they all been injured. And even Rondo's been injured. Like, Chris Dunn has been out for a while.
Yeah, beyond that, what else do you have on that team? Who's your seventh man?
You got Rondo off the bench, Chris Dunn off the bench, and then outside of that, yeah, Kevin Huerter had his moments, and
he got traded, I believe. I think they have Hunter and Cam Reddish.
Okay,
it's okay. It's not.
Once again, fun 2K team, but I don't see this actually making a splash in the NBA.
So that's they're
the
thing. Regretting.
You have to take someone out of the playoff race now. And I just don't see anyone falling. I think it's going to be the same 8 teams.
So we'll chalk that up. We'll chalk that up for regrets. Moving on, Gordon Hayward, everyone's favorite Boston Celtic, now turned Charlotte Hornet. Gordon Hayward got some big money. I believe it was around the $120 million mark.
Got $30 million a year.
Oh, God. Yeah. So Gordon Hayward, will the Charlotte Hornets regret giving Gordon Hayward this money?
Yes.
Yes. Just flat yes, and that's it. Just yes. That's it.
Yeah.
Jordan has no regrets.
No hope. No hope for
Jordan. I doubt he's going to regret this.
Oh, okay. So Jordan is going to regret giving Gordon Hayward money. So now that he's essentially back kind of like as the number one guy on that team until LaMelo Ball can, you know, become that person, you don't think his numbers are going to kind of go up? He might see him return to that Utah Jazz form?
Well, what about his career in the past couple of seasons states that he could possibly return to where he was before? Like, I think we've only seen a decline in each year that we had. And it's not necessarily just usage. I also just see there is just this glimmer that's inside of him that's completely dead, that doesn't exist anymore from the days of Utah. Once that injury set in, like, you can just see him. He just doesn't move the same way that he used to. And I think very few players have the ability to kind of bounce back from an injury just as serious as that. And I don't think Gordon Hayward is the type of player to kind of come back from it.
All right. Damn. I think we just might end it off like that.
But okay. I wish him well.
get that bag.
All right. Milwaukee Bucks. Alan kind of hinted on this earlier, but we didn't mention the fact that they sacrificed 3 first-round picks to trade for Drew Holiday. Then, following that up, lost the Bogdan sweepstakes to the Hawks when the Hawks swooped in and took him. Will they regret doing this to get Drew Holiday to save their superstar in Giannis? We'll go with Alan here.
Will they regret it?
Yeah.
Of course they'll regret it. They fucked up. They lost Giannis. He ain't coming back.
You think he's already gone? Apparently Giannis was the one who actually wanted Bogdan there.
Exactly. Like comes to a point in time in an NBA player's career where they ask specifically for somebody, and this is like the final straw. You know, like Kobe gets the Powell, LeBron will get like a Kevin Love. LeBron worked his way up to Kevin Love. But like the idea of just like, I want this player for me to stay here, keep me happy. And that's what was presented with Giannis. And this is like their last chance to kind of keep him. And they're making all these other players, bringing in Drew Holiday and whatnot. But Bogdan was the player that he wanted, and they failed. And the fact that they failed, that just shows the ineptitude of that organization and how unprofessional they are and how they shouldn't have him. And so I think this is the last you will see of Giannis. I think this is the last year you see him in a Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Toronto?
Dallas. Yo, we got Tzatziki out here too, guy in the East End. Come.
Toronto, Dallas.
We got Greektown. Come hang out. It's big.
Dexter?
Milwaukee's definitely regretting it. You got to take care of your superstar. We've seen this numerous amount of times where teams don't take care of their superstar and they walk. Especially in Toronto. We've seen Vince Carter, right? With Giannis, I think he's also getting disrespected by the GMs and the owners. Like, look what happened. Like, one of my favorite, I don't know why, one of my favorite owners is Steve Ballmer. I don't know why. Billionaire Baller Club, boy. But look what he did to get Paul George. Paul George's name wasn't even out there on the trading block. And Kawhi came in and is like, I want Paul George. Look what he did. He got Paul George literally hours, probably minutes after. You look at LeBron. He's like, I want AD. He gets AD. So the disrespect to Giannis, which him being back-to-back MVP, you should take care of this guy. But I know someone that will take care of him, and his name rhymes with Masai.
Mark Cuban. I agree with you.
Or my boy Steve Ballmer, you know? Yo. Billionaire Ballmer Club.
Stop talking about
that's not happening. I will puke. You know what? I'll sign off with you guys too. But I was like saying the effort was there. The effort was there. They tried. That's more than most teams can say.
How do you not know you're not supposed to do that? Like,
he wants to see effort. He wants to see them extending
money.
But
they fucked up.
Giving away draft picks, which they did. Three of them. Three first-round draft picks to get Drew. And it was going well. And at one point, when they had Bogdan, it looked like, you know, Giannis was staying. I thought he was staying for sure. But, yeah, you know what? The deal fell through, and apparently it fell through because he didn't agree to it. I didn't know players can't. I didn't know players have to agree to trades. I thought we could just trade them. So
what was the problem? Because it was something about like tampering, right?
They're investigating it, but I heard something about him not agreeing to it, and I was shocked to hear that because I'm like, I thought players could get traded without essentially them.
I think he had something in his contract where he could decline a trade, and both teams were like, oh yeah, let's both do this trade, but he said, no, I'm not in this trade. Like, I don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. And that's the part where it fell through.
And now he's eating chicken wings.
But for some reason, he's going to Atlanta. There's something fishy about this.
Magic City?
I don't know what's happening. I think this is a Chris Paul veto trade. Oh, man. Something happened here.
Oh, man. It's like an alternate universe, like the Bernstein Bears. Chris Paul's on the Lakers and Kobe wins like four more chips or something like that.
Kobe's still alive.
Yeah, doesn't go ahead and take a helicopter.
He's on the banana boat.
Right. Let's go to that universe together.
And in other than just obviously the trades and free agency, I'd like to open this up here to, you know, some general talk. Under Armour. Under Armour has essentially come out with Steph Curry, and they are releasing their own Steph Curry brand, similar to Michael Jordan with Nike. Steph Curry is getting his own signature brand to compete essentially with Michael Jordan. Does Under Armour regret this deal? Can Steph become that kind of face of a full-fledged like brand? There, it's going to extend into other sports like golf, which Steph is known to play, tennis, other things. So we're going to see a lot of Steph Curry, you know, gear. Let's go with Dexter here. Does Under Armour regret this big move into giving Steph Curry his own signature brand?
Not at all. Steph Curry is one of the best shooters ever, if not the best shooter ever. And you want that as a face of your franchise, pretty much. They also have The Rock, which I endorse. I'm wearing it right now. I moved from Nike to Under Armour, and they're making great decisions. So The Rock and Steph Curry leading this way. I think The Rock's probably going to be the next one to get his own thing. It's called Project Rock, but shout out to that.
They're definitely collabing.
Shout out Cyber Monday stuff. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm trying to get a plug. but yeah, like them going with Steph Curry, I think it's a good choice. It was their probably most prominent figure of the brand, and I think he deserves it. Look what he did with the team, and look what he's doing with the brand. He's all Under Armour, and making that transition to golf, I think, is a smart move.
Yeah, and you, before I give this off to Alan, I just don't know if he has the Jordan power to sell. Like, I don't think
I never said it's going to be as big as Jordan, yeah. But I think it's.
Because well, I think we heard you say that. We think we heard you say that it's going to sell as big as Jordan. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
Alan, real
you know
quick.
What? Yeah, no regrets.
Alan, real quick, what's your take on Steph getting his own brand?
I don't know. I think it's cool for him to get it. But at the end of the day, it's still Under Armour. How many times do you see people wear Under Armour playing basketball in the gym? I feel like you see someone rocking Under Armour shoes to play ball. You're like, well, who's this poser guy? Like, what's he going on right now? Get your Nike shoes. Stop playing games. No one likes Adidas. No one likes Reebok. Let's be honest, it's Nike at the end of the day. So I'm happy for him. I think it's really good for his brand, but it's not going to take over any of those big Nike conglomerates.
All right.
I love that. The Iverson answers. Those were a great series of shoes, but there's a reason why they were $30, like Reebok clearance.
Was outlets. That Reebok? Oh, man.
All right.
That's why John Wall's not making his shoe in the zigzags anymore. Like, there's a
can
reason
we just shout out Starberries?
Also, shout out to like those like Li Ning sneakers that are coming out there. They're really scooping up and grabbing up NBA players and giving them some opportunity, like Fred VanVleet. And I think Klay Thompson, too, as well.
Yeah, Clay, Fred, I think Jimmy signed to...
Is it Jimmy Butler,
Jimmy
the last
Butler
one?
Signed to something.
Didn't Lowry have something or Lowry somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so I like those deals. It's kind of cool, and they're getting money too. It's not like they're taking like discounts or anything. Like they're getting they're getting big money. Dope.
But once again, when's the last time you saw someone wear one of those in the gym playing ball? Well, not in the non-COVID times.
Yeah. All right, and just a couple more here. Just James Harden passing on a $50 million a year deal with the Houston Rockets. So essentially, you're making $100 million in 2 years, and he passed on that extension. Does he regret that deal, not taking that deal, and possibly we don't know where he's going to pay? The season's in a couple weeks, and we don't know where James Harden's going to be. But Alan, does James Harden regret passing on $50 million a year?
I don't necessarily think so. I think James Harden was really trying to take his own destiny and his legacy into his own hands and kind of shift the powers that be and go to places and play in cities and towns that he wanted to be in. So I don't think he was really motivated by the money at this point in time. He's already made hundreds of millions of dollars already. And a lot of these NBA players make their monies not necessarily through contracts, through just like, you know, endorsements, as we're talking about earlier. So I think that's a drop in a bucket to what he's going to like go through later on. And I think he'll secure that bag somewhere else.
All right. And yeah, maybe
I think we have to see what happens.
Yeah.
I think we definitely have to see what happens with him and where he goes. If he wins a championship and gets that bag, definitely no regrets, but we really have to see where he lands. And I think this was a legacy move. As Alan said, this is his chance to get a championship. And I think maybe he'll take less money somewhere for now, and then get that bag later.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. And you know what? You guys are right. It might be broke man's mentality to say, "Why? How could you possibly decline $50 million a year?" Because honestly, like 99% of humans would take that. But yeah, no. James is in that point of his life where, you know what? He's being judged on whether he has a chip or not, and you might need to start thinking about actually playing with a good team. So wherever he lands, wherever it may be, obviously Brooklyn's been the one that's been discussed more often than not. I feel like it's going to happen. It's just, when is it going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
To Brooklyn?
Yeah, I think it's sailed.
No, I think that's gone.
So
especially what Brooklyn has, I wouldn't put him there.
So what team? Where would he fit in money-wise and team-wise that he could win a chip?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, James Harden can play with Joel Embiid. Yeah, like that. There you go.
Like, ooh, bars. No last call.
Hold on.
No last call.
I just gave you crows.
Why the crows? Because I murdered him.
Why did I give him crows? Or,
Ryan, I think you have the sound.
There we go.
I hear Atlanta Hawks. I think he'll be good on the Hawks. I see him in a Hawks jersey.
We just had bars on Blow the Hardwood for the first time. That's pretty dope. Yeah, you know what? I like that. James and Bede, and I guess they'd keep Ben Simmons as well.
Get rid of Ben Simmons. I'm getting sour. I'm poo pooing on a lot of NBA players today, but also Ben Simmons. Learn how to shoot a three.
Oh God. But
you don't
need
a three.
I'll sign off. No regrets for James Harden passing on that money. He's here to win. So. And then just real quick before we go to the break, does Nate Robinson regret getting into a boxing ring with
YouTuber Jake Paul?
I think that just shows how bad NBA players are at fighting. I think they're all talk. The next person I want to see Pat Bev get in the ring with Logan Paul and, or whichever Paul, and get knocked out, please. Please get Patrick Beverly in there, or Marcus Smart, one of the two. It doesn't matter. And see who comes out the ring.
Oh, God. Oh,
that'd be, I want to see fight. Chris Paul fight Logan Paul and Jake Paul for a Paul three-way fight. Oh. Whoever wins gets all the YouTube subscriptions.
Okay.
I think, yeah, honestly, I felt sorry for Nate Robinson, but then I also remembered I didn't like him. I also hate Jake Paul, so that sucks. So it's weird. I'm in this weird position where I'm like, oh, this was stupid and no one should have done this. And the fact that Nate Robinson was a person to like call out Jake Paul, be like, yo, I want to box that dude, and then get your ass whooped by not putting up your hands for the entire fight. Like, yo, you deserve to get like clowned. Like, he's a corny dude. Like, this is for NBA players. Like, he tweeted that, like, right before he got his ass whooped. Like, what are you doing? Like, come on. You brought the most attention to yourself, and you brought none of the talk with it. Like, you brought no – like, you didn't walk it back. Like, you didn't do anything. Like,
he definitely won one street fight, and I think he think he could bring it to the ring. And I think he fought someone, like, probably way smaller than him.
You know what I really thought?
He just thought he could bring it to the ring.
He just thought this was some white boy that was talking shit online and that he could deal with him.
But he is. That's the thing.
No. We can't.
That's Jake Paul. He is.
Here's the thing, yeah. We can't look at Logan Paul as a YouTuber anymore. He's actually a boxer, man.
He's a big dude. Here's the thing. I hate Jake Paul. I think he's a piece of shit. I would never say these words to his face. That's what comes out. That boy's scary. He got like shark eyes. Like, he's got no soul behind him. Like,
this if he was fighting
you,
fight.
He would keep punching like through you. And you're like, Jake, the fight's over. And he would just be like, whatever, and make a TikTok afterwards. Like, that's how deranged this man is. Like, there's no soul in that man's body.
Like, we have to remember that this is not his first fight. He's actually been doing this boxing thing.
Yeah, he fought KSI.
Yeah. But like, you know what I mean?
He has no one either, man. Get in the ring with a real boxer.
That's experience.
KSI can fight.
Yes, I can fight. That's still experience. He has,
but and are they in front of professional boxers?
He has is a professional fight record.
Logan no, Paul that's why I picked it up.
Box record. He has a professional boxing. Like, I feel bad for, you know, for Nate Robinson. People making fun of him because it's like at the end of the day, I think it was Gilbert Arenas came out on Instagram. It's like, yeah, you guys can make fun of him, talk shit, and make jokes, but he actually got in the ring. That's more than half the league is, well, 90%
but that's
of the
stupid.
League is going.
Don't get, if I pick a fight with Mike Tyson and go into the ring and get beat up by Mike Tyson, don't go, well, Alan has, you got my respect because he's like smart enough to go in. Like, no, that's stupid. Don't do that. Like, why would I give him credit for doing something dumb?
No one's giving him credit, but like, you have to watch who's talking shit. Like, a lot of NBA players came out and talked shit, but it's like,
if you plan something stupid and then something stupid happens as a result of that, I'm allowed to make fun of you. You made a stupid decision. You made two of them. Like,
He did. I won't say that, but I think people are underestimating Logan Paul because it's like he's not new. Like
Jake Paul.
Here's the thing. I have never got my ass kicked by someone 10 years younger than me. And I will never because I won't fight anyone 10 years younger than me. That's Jake embarrassing.
Paul, Ade will beat your ass.
You're right, Jake Paul.
I refuse to let him go in the ring. If I go in the ring with Ade and I lose, that's on me. Can't lose if I never start the fight. That's what a real winner does.
Yeah. No, I'll give him that. But yeah, no, I'm not talking shit to him. But in terms of what we saw, like with Nate Robinson getting not the fuck out, we saw a bunch of NBA players actually suggest a player come out and fight. Jake Paul. And yeah, the guy that everyone wants to see is James Johnson. Would you want to see James Johnson fight Jake Paul?
Yeah, I'd pay to see that.
Do you think he would actually win? Do you think he would win?
Yeah, I think James Johnson will win.
James Johnson. That's the NBA guy.
I think James Johnson will want to take off gloves and get real ignorant.
And you start grappling. Like, you can't grapple in boxing, bro. It's time to do judo.
And banged on him. We will say that Nate Robinson definitely regrets getting into a boxing.
Nah, game. He's relevant now. He's relevant. That's the thing. Like,
yeah,
he's out of the shadows now. I feel like he's relevant. There's a Nate Robinson challenge where everyone just lies on the floor.
Right? So it wasn't all bad.
He brought back planking by getting knocked out.
It wasn't all bad. See, he trended.
So reliant.
He was worldwide.
Yeah, he did get some cross pollination of audiences there. So
there you go.
Good for him.
There you go. All right. And that was, you know, the regrets, the no regrets of the NBA offseason. As we look into the second half of the show, we will be right back. You're tuned in to Below the Hardwood. Welcome back. This is the second half of Below the Hardwood, episode 15. General theme is no regrets. Do you have any regrets in life? Do the NBA players, teams have regrets of the deals and money they have given out this offseason? We just finished wrapping up, the biggest regrets of the offseason, especially with Nate Robinson getting knocked out by correction, Jake Paul. I've been calling him Logan. I don't know why. But just to look into, you know, just general NBA news and what we feel like the season's going to look like. Again, the preseason schedule came out. We're back to basketball in literally like a couple weeks. Isn't that kind of nuts? Like, didn't we just start off-season free agency frenzy literally a week ago? This has literally been like the shortest off-season I've ever witnessed, and we're again starting preseason soon. So just looking at preseason, any games excite you? I know the Raptors have the debut of LaMelo Ball. I think the Raptors see Charlotte twice. Any matchups, anything, you know, gauge your interest?
I feel like actually the preseason is going to get postponed, to be honest. I just see so many teams in the NFL getting COVID and pushing games. I think they're just going to get right into the season. So I don't expect anything, but I like to see. And also the Stars aren't going to be playing in the preseason,
no.
I feel like. So, like, you won't see LeBron. You won't see, I get probably Kawhi and all those players. But I feel like we won't get the best of the best playing in the preseason. And I feel like it's going to be pushed. So whatever basketball I get, I'll be happy.
Yeah, and Dexter, you actually mentioned it with COVID. That's actually what I was going to kind of ask you both. Just with COVID now and the fact that we're not doing a single city bubble, what do you guys think the season's going to look like? Do we feel like it's going to kind of replicate what happened in the NFL and the MLB where, you know, COVID's kind of like struck both leagues heavy? Games are getting pushed back. Games are getting, you know, postponed. Some games completely canceled. Do you think the NBA is going to regret not going to kind of like a multiple bubble city format, Alan?
I wish they did have kind of the forethought to kind of try to replicate not only what they did, but kind of model it after how the NHL had there. So you had that multiple city thing like you were talking about. But I don't know. I don't know what. Because like, how do you do that? How do you function with an entire season like that? Like, there's a lot of questions that come with that, and I think this season has been it's definitely being rushed compared to what they had before. Before they had a little bit of time to think about what they wanted to do. Now I feel like they're just trying to do that quick turnaround to get this all down by Christmas so we can have basketball as part of our lives once again. So I don't know. I wish I really had taken the time to just kind of think this all through, because once again, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how serious these teams are actually going to take it. Like the NFL, some players aren't, some players are, and you're seeing it, you know, with missed games and all that stuff. So I think we're going to see a bunch of those games just kind of miss, some players just not being able to join a team for a bit. Like, it's going to be a weird season. And as you said, yeah, no Stars at the beginning. So what is it? What is 2021?
So I did find an article again, coming from ESPN's Tim Bontemps. Sorry if I mispronounced your name. And it's apparently a 134-page document about what the rules and protocols are going to be in this COVID era of NBA basketball. So apparently the first option is time-based. Any infected people, any infected persons would have to wait 10 days after their first positive test or at the start of their symptoms, let 24 hours pass after their fever ends, and without medications have shown improved symptoms. So if you get caught with COVID, it's a 10-day wait. So you're going to miss maybe 2 to 3 games. And then beyond that, you still have to wait about 24 hours. So you could miss, you know, anywhere between 2 to 5 games before you're actually cleared. Obviously, with the NFL, it's a little bit easier. When you get caught with COVID, you play once a week, and that's a 7-day period. So you're already pretty much cleared to go by next week. Where the NBA, you know, you have games back-to-back sometimes. It's going to take possibly star players away from their teams for long periods of time. These records are going to be crazy, and you're going to see some teams hurting. There is a whole page load of what this will look like, and it's just going to be interesting to see the NBA and how they, you know, kind of go about this. But hopefully it's not going to be as bad as MLB, and guess what's back from the bubble that they hope is going to help monitor this.
Is that the
snitch
rings?
Guys. line. Snitch line is returning. and I think we saw a lot of players apparently in the bubble were using the snitch line. So this is going to be interesting to see which players are in Magic City and who's getting snitched on.
So I agree with Alan. I think they're trying to rush the season. I think they're just trying to stabilize the calendar for next season. So they want the season done by what? When's the season usually done? July?
Yeah.
June.
Yeah.
So, and then they want the regular, they want to stabilize everything by next year. Exactly. But that being said, do you think we're going to get this season like some no decisions? Kind of like how boxers have it, or like even hockey, they get like 1 point if they go to overtime or something. Is there something like is there a record where both teams are sick and they just get an automatic loss or like a no contest type thing? What do you think they could do?
So this is where I think that play-in tournament could come back. I don't know if they've officially said that that's back, but I would like to see that because that way you can bubble.
I think
up,
they did.
Yeah, you that's can back
up
for
4 or 5 teams with that kind of issue, and it would probably most likely be the teams at the bottom of the conference trying to fight in to the playoffs. That would be most affected by that. So yeah, no, I think that would be kind of cool. It's like, okay, we lost, you know, Brandon Ingram for like 6 games. We lost Zion for 6 games. And we're now like 5 or 6 games out of a playoff spot. Oh, now we have the play-in tournament. So I don't know if that would make a difference. Do we go the NFL and do like include ties in our records? Because that could be something too. I don't know if you do a play-in for teams with like 1 or 2 ties. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. This is going to be kind of, you know, interesting to see. And this is going to be a very kind of intriguing season, especially with COVID. Just before we, you know, look into something else, any final takes on, you know, what NBA and the COVID protocols could look like?
I don't know. The NBA did a good job with the bubble, and I feel like if they just try to implement more of those things and more checks and fail safes and kind of keep these players protected, that would be great. But once again, everything's rushed. Who knows?
All right. And let's talk pecking order now that we, again, talked about, you know, the last of the bunches possibly doing the fight in for the playoff spot. Who are the top teams after free agency is done? So looking at, you know, obviously you got the Lakers, the champions, Clippers. Clippers did make some moves. Maybe they're better. Maybe they're worse. Who is at the top of your pecking order in the West, Dexter?
You got to stick with the Lakers. I know they probably won't have a full roster at the beginning of the season, but you know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to have the best roster. They're probably not done making moves, to be honest. I know Schroeder wants a starting lineup, or he wants to be in the starting lineup now, and I think he has something to prove now. And have we heard anything about AD yet signing? I haven't heard anything about that yet.
So about AD,
I still have him at the top. And as pecking order, I think it's all going to stay the same, East and West. I think the turnover was so fast that no teams are pretty much going to change. Like maybe Atlanta, like we said, has a cute team, but I think everyone else is going to stay the same.
You said about AD. AD apparently hasn't signed, and I'm hearing rumblings that this is possibly an attempt to see who else they could bring in. And if I think he's willing to take a pay cut if that results in possibly – not Giannis, but DeMar or another third all-star? Are we thinking James Harden?
I just got to say, Montrez Harrell, I hope he doesn't complain on this team. This is not the team you complain about, like, sitting players and stuff. I know he's pissed about Kawhi and PG and stuff, but this isn't the team.
I don't think he did.
Was it confirmed that he was the one complaining about PG and Kawhi?
I think it was.
Why would he leave the team?
I think it was all of them. I think it was
he left because they said they didn't want him.
Yeah, yeah. He came out.
If he is too believed,
he came out on a podcast and said, "Hey, they didn't want me." Like literally, that's why he's He switched up size. So
if that is to believe, it's not necessarily on his part. It's, you know, on some management. And Steve Ballmer, your boy, billionaire Ballmer's Club out here.
Ooh, fucking we out up. Here. Yeah, we out here.
They definitely.
I don't know. I hope the Clippers suck next year.
He was their hype. Go ahead.
No, I just, if we're going pecking order, I think I agree with Dexter once again. I think it's Lakers. But I also don't sleep on the Nuggets. I know they kind of lost, Grant. but I still think they're a team to watch. I think we're still seeing the evolution of Jokic and Murray and what that two can do together. Because even like with those other games, yo, if it wasn't for the Lakers, they were doing very well. Like they were giving teams like some work. Like they beat the Clippers. They came back three games down twice. Yeah. Like so, I don't think we should sleep with them. I think every year we kind of sleep on Denver, and they always exceed our expectations. So I say keep an eye on them.
Yeah,
I think Michael Porter is gonna go rogue. I think he's gonna be the new Carmelo in Denver, man.
Oh, like, for real?
Try to take all the shots. And then he's going to ask for a trade and go somewhere else. But
oh, he's going to the Knicks.
I think MPJ, there's something about him that's giving me Carmelo vibes.
Well, he's also an anti-masker, so we shouldn't. That boy, he on his own. Mm.
No,
he needs a sleeve or something.
MPJ looks like, right? Yeah.
He
looks like
I gave him a sleeve in 2K.
And that was his was right. First like real playing time like in his career. So like imagine year two. Like he's going to be nice. You know what? I'm going to say here's my four teams. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets. And again, now that we have Luka's bodyguard, I'm going to go with Dallas at number four. Now that Luka got his bodyguard, I'm going with Dallas at number four.
Yo, watch what happens when the Phoenix Suns are in fourth place. Eh? Watch what happens. Keep an eye.
You know, the Mavs will be number five, and the Mavs will knock them out of the playoffs.
Because
it will be Devin Booker's debut, and Devin Booker will probably shit the bed and have playoffs.
I feel like people said all these words about Anthony Davis like a year ago, but like, where are they now, right?
It was all Rondo. It was all Rondo. All
right.
Follow the Rondo chip. Watch Atlanta.
Switching over to the East, pecking order in the East. This one I think is more challenging because, like, you know, the Sixers are a different team. The Raptors are a different team. Who else do we have? The Boston Celtics.
Why are the Sixers a different team?
Management. Daryl Morey, I think, is a guy you want to have, and he's already flipped Josh Richardson for Seth Curry. Switched out Al Horford. He's brought in Danny Green. I don't really know what Danny. Well, you know what? As much as people shit on Danny Green, I think he's going to have a lot of opportunities to shoot three ball. Ben Simmons apparently is like one of the best passers looking for 3-point shooters. And again, if James Harden. Or
I hear a lot of light skin players.
my whole thing with that Sixers thing, until Ben Simmons has been moved or they bring in another player, I still feel like it's the same team. I feel like we still have a lot of no spacing. You're right, getting rid of those players who don't help spacing is great with it, but like there's still something missing.
All right. In terms of pecking order for Philly, like are they still a top four team?
No.
You think they dropped? No. You think they're dropping the East?
They weren't four. They were six last season.
Well, they were six, but I don't think they were really six because of the injuries. Embiid and Simmons, they both had timeout. I don't know.
Listen, what place you end up in this season is the place that you end up.
All right.
Plan for those injuries then.
Okay. Alan, give me your top four. Give me your top five in the East.
Top five in the East. Bucks, Heat, Celtics, Raptors, Brooklyn.
I forgot. I literally forgot about Brooklyn. Okay. All right. So Philly probably falls in the six, like you said.
Yeah.
All right. Dexter, pecking order in the East.
I think I see the same as Allen. I thought you were going to leave out Brooklyn, but
I remember Brooklyn. I remember that
the championship.
Fifth place team. I remember that team. Don't forget.
They are winning that championship.
They're winning nothing. With they're KD, not even going to win best of Atlantic.
They have a solid starting lineup. They have a solid backcourt.
Do they have a solid bench?
They have solid.
They have a solid coach? Do they?
Yeah.
Who's it's a solid coach?
Solid right now.
Who?
Sean Marks is amazing.
No, Who's a solid coach?
Steve Nash.
Oh, Steve Nash. What's his win record?
Steve Nash is solid. Mike D'Antoni is solid.
Why is Steve Nash solid?
He has rings.
Because he's a floor general.
He has two championship rings.
That's great. Leading that Suns
team. That doesn't necessarily mean anything else.
He's
great at basketball.
He coached Team Canada before.
He has championship pedigree.
He's been a coach.
He can't
tell me nothing. Now he has talent.
Dexter, you're missing. Okay. He has championship pedigree.
He has talent that doesn't recognize him.
Championship pedigree. Steve Nash.
Is he? Does he win a championship?
Yeah, with Golden State.
did he win a championship with Golden State?
Yeah, he did. He was a part of that team. Shame. He was a part of that team. Not as a player, everyone. Not as a player, everyone. But he was a part of the management. So, or the office assistant end. So he technically is a champion in a way. All right. So I will say Eastern. Yeah, your list is pretty much on point. I don't know about the positioning, though. The positioning, I feel, is going to change. I don't know if Milwaukee got stronger. I feel like they got weaker, especially with Bogdan.
That's the thing. No one's gotten better in the East, except for maybe Atlanta.
Raptors definitely got weaker.
I'm just saying, like, the teams out of the playoffs.
I feel Boston.
Like, it's
going to
be the
changed.
Same playoffs.
I feel Boston.
No one's
changed.
Really.
I feel Boston is number one right now, as much as we don't like that.
Really?
Tristan
Thompson
like that.
That much?
Not well, but like, who did they really lose? They lost Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward, the best player ever, apparently.
You guys,
Jordan.
Yeah, game changer.
Who they aren't? You guys are not big
according
on
to Jordan. Here. That's the, you know.
Well, you could say the Heat. You could say
Jordan.
The Heat. You could say the Heat. The Heat didn't lose anything. They literally brought back everybody.
Got better.
They got.
But I also think Heat's run was an anomaly. To be honest,
maybe because
I think
Raptors,
if
the bubble was for them, the bubble was made for them.
Yeah.
For Miami, for sure.
So I got.
They had home court advantage.
I got Boston.
They're still in the same state.
I got Boston. I got Heat. I got Milwaukee. I got Nets.
Interesting.
Not in that order. I don't want to say in that order because I feel like KD's
why do you,
to like put why somebody over.
How bad did Milwaukee get though?
I feel like they got worse. Not worse.
They just lost Bledsoe and Wesley, right?
Not worse.
Yeah,
but
then they also got Drew
Holiday.
They're
still the same team.
They're still the same.
Like, it's pretty much. They're just not going to be better than
and
the Lakers.
And a sad Giannis.
Yeah, they're not gonna beat the Lakers. Yeah, sad Giannis is pretty. It's not gonna drop the same amount of points. I'll tell you that.
All right. So
and if he does, it'll be sadder.
Top five East and West haven't really changed, but I feel like the positioning is, and you're gonna see that probably. Let us know. Again, that is Below the Hardwood on Instagram. Drop us a note. You can find us. WeArePress.net, as well on Twitter. Press on the web. Press Basketball is a part of the Press Network. Obviously, we do other things as well, culture-based stuff, movies, everything. We're Press on the Web and Press, WeArePress.net is going to feature a lot of great content over the next year, so you can check that out. Just to, you know, close out the show, there's a couple of things. Can we get some LaVar Ball love? Just, you know... Like, LaVar Ball, he kind of disappeared last year when, you know, Lonzo went to the Pelicans, not last year, but, you know, he's been quiet. And now that LaBello Ball's presence is now in the NBA, I feel like a lot of people are, you know, showing him love because, you know, at the end of the day, you have three sons, you get two of them in the NBA, and they're both top five picks. Top two, top three. He was one went two, one went three. Is that not impressive? As a father,
yeah. I think it just goes to show you having blind confidence in your child and letting them, you know, never feel like they can't do anything goes a long way, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Like, he has three amazing kids at basketball and two of them made the NBA.
Yeah. It's like you're misguided in some things that you do. Like when he went on wrestling in Monday Night Raw and had like the weirdest freaking intro. Brought LaMelo Ball on, and pretty sure LaMelo Ball said the N-word on live television. But, yeah, it's on there. Go Google.
Did he get in trouble?
Yeah, he did. They did not want to invite the Balls back on TV. It was awesome. It was LaMelo Ball.
Too late?
It was LaMelo Ball, LaVar Ball, and Lonzo. And it was Lonzo's, like, you know, big break into the league. And they were invited on Monday Night Raw. And apparently, you know, like, LaMelo just dropped the N-word. This is like
they're allowed to do it.
Pulled the Booker T.
He pulled the Booker T. And a Vince McMahon. Yeah, he said that.
Did Vince McMahon say it?
Yeah, Vince McMahon said the N-word on Raw before. This is not a wrestling podcast. I wish it was. But yeah, you know, like LaVar's been, you know, LaVar's wild. And he's had like a really, you know, crazy few years since his sons have entered the league. But I will give him respect just for what he's been able to do for them at the end of the day. I don't know if either son goes top five without his boosting of them constantly. Do you not agree?
Yeah,
I feel like that did
agree
affect
with that.
I feel like that
yeah.
affected
shout out to the mom
a lot.
Probably the mom genes.
Shout out to Tina. All right, perfect.
Is that really her name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's Tina Ball. Tina Ball. All right, mailbag. We had one question. Thanks, guys. But it's actually my fault because I kind of put the mailbag out late. And I wasn't going to ask this, but I'm going to ask this. Who is the most sus player in the NBA? From G Law on Instagram. Yeah, I'm putting you out there, buddy.
2012 Chris Bosh.
2000.
We all know why.
Shaking my head.
Most sus player. I don't know what he means by sus, but yeah, maybe it's sus in skill. I don't know. Who's the sus most?
I'm going to take it as the sus as in like, yo, we're playing Among Us and who can we not trust? And if we're talking about players we can't trust, we got to talk about D'Angelo Russell recording teammates, putting their shit out there, getting them fucked up with their spouses and ruining marriages.
We
can't do
that.
We're
not over that.
Then we got to have some honorable mentions out there.
Who else?
We need some Jimmy Butler for sleeping with Carl Anthony Towns' girl. Yeah.
Did he do it though?
We got Derek Fisher out here.
Well, then yeah, Jimmy Butler's pretty sus because he's out there liking Gabrielle Union's photos, leaving emojis and stuff. Can't have that. How are you supposed to have camaraderie? You leaving emojis under my girl's like pictures? Come on now.
On All Smoke podcast, I think Matt Barnes, because he's actually apparently it's like he's civil with Derek Fisher now. I think he's like, yeah, we should have Derek Fisher on the show. And Steven Jackson shut that shit down. He's just like, nah, I don't mess with that kid. I don't mess with Tony Parker because Tony Parker slept with Brent Barry's wife.
Why does he mess with Tony Parker? Oh, because Tony Parker.
Spurs.
With,
that's some Spurs
Barry's?
Beef. That's some Spurs beef. So apparently, Tony Parker's on the suspect.
Delonte West.
Delonte. Oh, yeah. some players get down dirty, man. That's crazy. But, I'll ride with Steven Jackson. Anything Steven Jackson says, I'll ride with because, I feel like he could beat up somebody. So,
yeah, I want to know who started that Delonte West stuff.
Oh, the LeBron.
Started it. He did.
The long time rumors. Wow. Yeah, that's nuts.
It's just think about that for a second. I was going to say what type of person would, but I'm like, also, he's had a very rough life. So. I don't know.
And before
but
the
like,
show...
the face of the NBA, you're just going to sleep with their mother?
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
That's just the worst look in the world.
Before we get
shout
canceled.
Out to Tina Ball.
Before we get canceled, again, where can we find you online or anywhere in life, Alan Shane?
You can find me on Instagram at Alan Shane and the Alan Shane on Twitter. Also, you can find me at Shoeless Lewis on Twitch. So you can watch me game and play 2K. Thank you so much. I give the rest of my time.
All right. And
the courtroom.
We know.
Hey, my mother music.
Oh, man.
I'm living my best life. Ain't gonna back and forth with you, niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't gonna back and forth with you, niggas.
That's living my Dex life. Don't forget the G, triple OG on the IG. And check me out on Twitter now. We got Twitter.
Shit.
We got Twitterverse.
Whoa. Mans are on Twitter?
Yeah, we be Twittering.
The confidence. The confidence in that. We be Twittering?
Is it going to be like Instagram where when you first got Instagram, it was like you didn't have a picture for like 2 years and then
pissed me off.
And I got mad likes after it and mad followers.
He had followers and he had no pictures.
He was.
It was crazy. And you can follow at R.A. Henry anywhere you like to stalk and watch people online. So that's Instagram, Twitter, try to get everywhere,
You could also find Ryan at Jeffrey Epstein fan club.
Wow. Okay, we are going to turn this show off. Why are we applauding?
It's
a baby crying.
It's 1800.
The baby's laughing. That's creepy.
That is very creepy. I don't know what I'm doing, but
it's ages 18 and down.
We're closing out no regrets version of Below the Hardwood episode 15. Thank you very much for listening. I need to close the show before we get canceled.
Ryan, do you regret doing a podcast with us?
Good night.